this program, we're going to portray the excitement of the Iranian nation following the arrival of their imam to their country. Great lines of people waiting to see imam. Last night's important session with imam. A great number of reporters and representatives of the media gathered at Imam Khomeini's headquarters yesterday. Following Imam's 10 a.m. interview, these men were trying to come up with the names of the Revolutionary Council members. Imam's announcement that the members had already been selected heated up this session. Yesterday's demonstrations in other cities were peaceful. Bazargan, the Prime Minister of the Revolutionary Government. CIA's failure in Iran was grave. According to the Associated Press from Washington, in an interview with NBC, CIA Chief Stanfield Turner called the failure of his office in predicting the political crisis in Iran as, quote, a serious one. Imam will probably introduce the chairman of the provincial government today. A group of military men express loyalty to Imam. Imam Khomeini, street demonstrations are to continue. In a speech directed at the youth of Iran yesterday, Ayatollah Khomeini called on them to keep up the street demonstrations, strikes and resistance. He added that the resolve of the younger generation would eradicate the remaining semblance of despotism in the country. Hordes of people continue to visit Imam Khomeini.
Again, we'll continue with the memories of the Islamic Revolution in Iran. Nader writes us and says, I want to tell you about a young kid so you know everybody took part in the demonstrations. The revolution was for everyone. It belonged to all people. Young and old did not make any difference. There was a kid named Hamid. He was 9 years old. He lived in our neighborhood, in our street, in fact. He saw us join our conversations on the revolution. And for his age, he knew a lot. His older brother and older sister were very active in the demonstrations. They knew the issues well, and they followed up with the demonstrators and organizers. Hamid always wanted to go to the demonstrations, but of course, his mother did not allow him because he was too young. I remember one time joking with him, really trying to tease him. I said, well, since you know so much, why don't you go to the demonstrations one time? He got upset, as if this was something that he had thought about all the time. He said, my mother won't let me. And then he turned around and went home. The affairs continued until one day we were trying to organize a demonstration. He walked into the crowd and said, take me. Take me with you. Majid, who was standing right beside me, said, kid, this is not child's play. We can't take you. Hamid was furious. He said, fine, I'll go by myself. You'll see that I'll go myself. And then he started running towards the street. We all felt bad. We felt that we were the reason why he was going to the demonstrations. And his mother was worried. We knew she would be worried. She wasn't home. We knew we had to do something. The guys decided to go look after him and bring him back. And I was supposed to stay here and tell his mom the story so she wouldn't worry as much. As I was drowning my thoughts, Hamid's mother started talking to me. She said, son, Nader, where's Hamid? Have you seen Hamid? All of a sudden, I started stuttering. I didn't know what to say. As if I hadn't even prepared to say anything. And as I was debating with myself on how to answer the lady, an older man holding a child walked up to us. It was a horrifying scene. It was Hamid. Hamid was bleeding all over his face. His mother, of course, passed out right then. But Hamid was yelling and screaming and saying, sir, please put me down. I'm okay. My mom's going to get worried. A few minutes later, after the neighbors had attended to Hamid's mother, she was okay. She got up, worried about her son. She hugged her son. And right then, the kids who had gone out to search for Hamid returned to the street. Hamid fixed his clothes, wiped his mouth, and started running towards them, screaming with happiness and saying, I told you guys, I told you I'm going to partake in the demonstrations. I told you I'm going to do it.